Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good evening. The show begins tonight with Anatole Levin, the director of Eurasia program at the Quincy Institute, and we address Europe, not just the Ukrainian war, but the politics of Europe right now. Anatole correctly says the rise of the populist right. It means different things in countries. However, it all comes to a rejection of the neoliberal position, I'm told to call it, these many decades since the Second War ended in 1945. It is perhaps part of globalization. Anatole and I concern ourselves with first the Ukrainian war and then NATO, the idea of a European industrial base to renovate itself and build weapons. At this point seems far-fetched, especially since Herr Merz, the would-be imminent chancellor of Germany, working with the Social Democrats, is not as free a hand as we presumed when he won the election several weeks ago. The Social Democrats want more transfer payments. That's politely worded. Welfare. Herr Merz would like infrastructure and weapons. We'll see which way the wind blows. However, this is a story that's repeated in Britain, also in France. Italy, the government there is a populist right government. There's Hungary, there's Greece. The European Union in general is swaying with the winds that are blowing right. I then turn to the discussion of tariffs with Véronique de Rougy, who reminds all of us that tariffs are a tax on the consumer. That's us. We also talk about China trade. Not much after the burst of raising tariffs against China by the Trump administration. Not much. Malcolm Honlein joins me, and we have a series of guests to talk about the Middle East. Lebanon, where the Hezbollah is teasing surrender. I'm told they've done this before. Risk management throughout the region, especially Syria. And Russia and the Russian mob, with Craig Unger, and how they involved themselves with a real estate developer fresh from building a tower on Fifth Avenue named Donald Trump in the 1980s. A story that has been told before, but it's a fascination. How the KGB worked itself side by side with the mob to launder money and spot potential uses in developers such as Donald Trump. On to a conversation with Brett Ahrens about the day's trading and non-trading and selling, and especially the bond market, in response to the still roiled waters about tariffs. And then a conversation with Patrick O'Donnell. A day in 1865, April 1st, the Battle of Five Forks, and the three generals who might have thrown their people into the battle early and led to a success and not a failure for the retreating Confederates. We're having a fish fry and out of range and out of sight from their adjutants. A fish fry by a river in Virginia, leading to confusion and defeat at Five Forks. On to discussing Ukraine and its origins with Brandon Weikart, whose book is A Disaster of Our Own, How the West Lost Ukraine. When did we lose it? There is the very powerful argument in Brandon's book. It's the reset mission of the early Obama administration, term one, in which the president and his secretary of state traveled to Moscow to meet with then-president Mankei Medvedev and Prime Minister Mankei Putin. Putin had stepped aside with a transparent trick not to serve consecutive terms. He, however, met with President Obama, and Brandon Weikart in his book has many things to say about that meeting, chiefly the president, the new president, 47 years old, was a postmodern man, and Vladimir Putin at that point, I guess that he was about in his 50s. That seems right. In any event, a pre-modern man. It didn't end well because it went on to be part of the story of the loss of Crimea, the Donbass, and eventually the war that is still ongoing between Moscow and Kyiv. Then a conversation about Latin America with Evan Ellis, concentrating on Panama, where the Trump administration is repeatedly making it clear that it does not believe that Panama is secure from Chinese interference, influence peddling, and plain trouble. A visit by Secretary of State Rubio early in the administration, now a visit by Secretary Hegseth. I'm sure there'll be others visiting to make it clear to President Moreno that his standalone government is no longer adequate and that he must stand together. He's invited to stand together with the U.S., whatever that means. Conversation about CELAC, that's the Caribbean and Latin American countries meeting together to talk about tariffs and other common issues. Lula da Silva was especially outspoken in disregarding the U.S. Odd business that the continent should depend upon firebrands who move against the biggest economy in the two continents and a helpmate to those who want investment. Odd business. Deporting Venezuelans, Evan Ellis and I talk about where the court is on that. There's always news. Venezuelans to El Salvador, Venezuelans to a third-party country. Unknown how that's coming out. We just preview where we've been. And then finally, with Evan Ellis about the good news about Argentina, the IMF loan looks in train. And the less than good news, Lula da Silva continues using the Supreme Court, Dilma Rice in particular, to pursue Bolsonaro in what looks to be lawfare. A huge rally in Sao Paulo, a second one, supporting Bolsonaro. It's not a stable argument right now for Brazil. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.